Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 31st day in the month of January 2026. It's the end of January, and we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for your love, for your protection, for your guidance. Lord, we are so grateful. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Patterson, Ampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father and the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Dealing with Demonic Oppression. Dealing with Demonic Oppression. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 6, Conquerors and Overcomers, Now Are We. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Leviticus from chapter 11 to chapter 13. Our memory verse is taken from Judges 6 verse 9, which says, And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. Our Bible reading is taken from Exodus chapter 1 from verse 7 to 14. From verse 7 it reads, But the Israelites were exceedingly fruitful. They multiplied greatly, increased in numbers, and became so numerous that the land was filled with them. Then a new king to whom Joseph meant nothing came to power in Egypt. Look, he said to his people, the Israelites have become far too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they become even more numerous. And if war breaks out, we'll join our enemies fight against us and leave the country. So they put the slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor, and they built Pithoms and Ramses as store cities for Pharaoh. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites and worked them ruthlessly. They made their lives bitter with harsh labor, in brick and mortar, and with all kinds of work in the field. And in all their harsh labor, the Egyptians worked them ruthlessly. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, once again, our topic is dealing with demonic oppression. Deliverance is not only for those who are raving, mad, or evidently possessed by demons. A person can be under the influence of demonic forces and still look normal. In Mark 1 from verse 23 to 27, a man went into a synagogue with an unclean spirit. He probably looked normal until Jesus showed up. On seeing Jesus, the demon inside him began to manifest itself, and Jesus eventually evicted it from the host. I decree that any demonic force that might be disturbing you will be evicted today in Jesus' name. The devil and his demons disturb people in different ways, one of which is through oppression. A lady once said that she always felt like she was carrying something invisible that was as heavy as a bag of rice on her head until God intervened. That is an example of oppression. To oppress is to prevent someone or something from rising. It also means to prevent someone or something from increasing. Even ministers of God can be under devil's oppression. In such cases, such ministers might preach excellently, fast regularly, pray fervently, and even study the Bible diligently, but their ministries will remain stagnant. However, when God's deliverance comes, their efforts will begin to yield great results. In today's Bible reading, Pharaoh commanded his people to deal wisely with the Israelites because he didn't want them to increase. He oppressed them in different ways to prevent them from rising. Many years ago, a young man's head of department decided to prevent him from being promoted. The head of department took his file and hid it so that whenever it was time for evaluation, it would not be found. After a while, the man gave his life to Christ, and shortly after doing so, there was a military coup and the fallout affected some people at his workplace. The HOD was forcefully retired and a new HOD was appointed. When the new HOD decided to go through the files of everyone in the department, he noticed that the man's file was missing and ordered a thorough search. They searched everywhere in the office until the file was eventually found in the place where the former HOD hid it. The new HOD discovered that the man hadn't been promoted for years despite his diligence, and he instantly gave him double promotion. Beloved, I pray for you. The fire of God will consume every force that might be oppressing you and hindering your success in Jesus' name. Today's open heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, please deliver me from every demonic oppression that might be hindering my promotion in Jesus' name. Father, please deliver me from every demonic oppression that might be hindering my promotion in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other today. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mouth of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.